talking about the modern game, may I? Yes. I don't have a lot to say about this because I don't want to be the classic old fart saying it's not like it was in my day. But to be honest, it isn't. Yeah, you're dead right. It totally isn't. The game is completely different. The way it's played, I was talking about forwards being found on the wing as being commonplace now. Never in my day. And when I was coaching rugby, you know, if any lad didn't get in a ruck, he'd get his backside kicked. It's a totally different game now with fewer players committed to the breakdown. More players have, which means players have to have a greater, a bigger, and a more expected skill set of being able to do something with the ball. I don't think I'd have survived in the modern era. I said to you, I described myself as a donkey number eight. I have enormous respect for the modern rugby player. It's their full-time job, I know, but they're expected now to be at the peak of their game every week because it's what they do. And you've made some notes here that you sent to me, John, about their speed, physicality, their lifestyle and their training. Certainly their physicality is just enormous now. And I don't think the human body is designed to cope with some of the hits you get in rugby now, with 19 stone players running like sprinters straight at you. And yet people do tackle them head on. And the hits are just so much bigger than they were in my day. So yes, I have enormous respect for the modern rugby player, and I do think that Gloucester's current problems will be overcome. I know that, you know, they've come under a lot of criticism recently, but I saw a tweet recently, gosh, Twitter, that didn't exist in my day, which said that, you know, you have to stick with the teams through the hard times because that makes the sweet times better. And that's all I would say to the Gloucester fans who are, I sense, losing a bit of patience with the Gloucester team at the moment. We've got to stick with it. The lads are doing their utmost to win for us. Of course they are. The pride and the passion are still very much a part of Gloucester rugby. And I think we just have to stick with them. I know that things will come good in the end.
The only comments on the modern scrum?
The bane of the spectator's life these days.
Absolutely.
As a number eight, I don't want to talk too much about scrummaging. But I've been a party to many debates about the scrum, and I follow Brian Moore on Twitter, and he had a lot to say about the scrum. I think the scrum has spoilt rugby, certainly last season. The changes this season have improved it a little bit. I'd hate to see the scrum depowered, though, because it's a great contest. You know, rugby league, okay, has some great players play, and rugby league perhaps is a more pure running one-on-one game. But it lacks so much in terms of competition for the ball. No competition at the breakdown for the ball, no competition at lineouts or the scrum. And I think that's a distinctive feature of rugby union that must be preserved. So I wouldn't want to see the scrum depowered. Isn't it fantastic when your scrum's on top and drives the opposition back? Sadly, it's us that's being driven back more often than not at the moment. But I think the powers that be are very much aware of it, and the new scrum engagement sequence does seem to have helped a little bit, perhaps, but we still are getting collapsed scrums, and scrums which I think, how does a referee make a call sometimes? It's just so difficult. But, you know, we have to keep with the scrum. It's the distinctive part of the rugby union game, and I would hate to see it depowered through legislation.
So, times have changed. I'm reading a book about Pontypool at the moment and their past. And it said that back in the 70s and 80s, all the referee bothered about where the scrum was concerned was that the ball went in straight and the hooker didn't foot up.
Yeah.
And let the front rows get on with it.
Mm. Yeah. Read it's anything.
Simpler.
Read anything that Brian Moore has written. That's exactly what he's saying. The ball must be put in straight and hookers must return to hooking. And he actually posted a link on Twitter which was a masterclass given by him when he was in his heyday discussing how a hooker should pack and the different channels of where the hooker strikes the ball and how the lock forwards position their feet in different ways so that the ball comes out quicker, channel one, or is channeled back to the number eight. And it was an absolute masterclass. And hooking is a much undervalued skill, and it's one of the dark arts of which I know little. So I don't want to talk too much about techniques of front row play or hooking. But I respect anyone who plays in the front row.
What was coaching like back in your day with Gloucester?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I have a note down here when you sent me some notes, John, about teams and strengths, and you asked me to talk about John Watkins. And the one person I'd like to mention in connection with my time at Gloucester, because not only was John Watkins my captain, but I had the same coach for 3 years here. And you know what? I think that coach was largely responsible for us winning the John Player Cup. And that was, of course, the great Mike Nichols, who's sadly no longer with us. I never played with Mike, but his reputation went before him. My goodness me, what a player he must have been. Aggressive as a coach, and a very knowledgeable, deep-thinking coach as well. Back in the days, I think, before coaching now, it was full of stats and, you know, players with GPSs on their back to tell you where they run and all these ways of analysing the game. He didn't have television replays to help him coach. And I can remember the night before, I mentioned earlier on about John Watkins' team talk not being about tactics and what we were going to do, but what our responsibilities were. The tactics were covered by Mike Nichols in great detail of what our strengths were, how we'd play to those strengths, an analysis of the opponent's weaknesses, where we'd put the ball, where we would kick, how we would get the ball behind them so they would have to turn and we'd be on the front foot. And we were completely briefed. So in terms of coaching, I would even go back to Mike Nichols' day and say he was the forerunner of the coaches now who have technology to help them, whereas Mike just had a fantastic rugby brain and the respect of everyone who was under his leadership. So I would put John Watkins and Mike Nichols down as the two great players, people of my time at Gloucester Rugby. Mm.